Chapter 28. "They'll die soon enough," gurgled Fluxus. The demon had merged with one of the larger pools, a bank of gurgling meat draped around the mounds of eggs, covering the birthing liquid like a shawl, its face elongated and distorted. It was becoming one with the garden, mingling with the spore sacs and the streaming sores.
"You said that before,"
muttered Glut, scuttling back and forth, shaking his head frantically.
"And now here they are, at the gates of the Cancrum."
"But what can they do?"
Fluxus sounded utterly unconcerned.
"There is so much of our warp fire sewn into the Cancrum. No human weapon could break through. They'll be trapped there until your guardsmen finish them off. How many of them are there?"
Glut crouched over the pool and unfolded one of his chitinous limbs, slicing open a bloated egg. He could use the eggs at will now, like gelatinous screeing stones. Spores spiraled up before him, and he wafted them into the shape he required, the scene outside the Cancrum.
"Six. And how are they faring?"
"They're trapped," admitted Glut. "They've got no way in. They're firing at the guardsmen."
He felt a flush of relief.
"But the guardsmen will not be stopped." "Of course they won't. I've no idea how humans got so deep into old unfathomable. Perhaps she's so focused on us, she overlooked them. But they won't last long against an enemy they can't kill. And there's no way they can break through this shell."
"I should go out there to be sure."
"No."
The demon looked up from the eggs, abandoning its work to give him a warning glare.
"In here, we're safe. But beyond the Cancrum, old unfathomable would crush us. We must stay here until the virus is complete."
The demon smiled.
"Then it won't matter. She can do whatever she likes to us once the virus has spread and your commander is presiding over a cataclysm."
"But when will it be done?"
demanded Glut, staring at the eggs.
"Soon," murmured the demon, using its long nails to split egg after egg, carefully examining the twitching contents before stirring them together. "Each mutation brings us closer, but I'm seeking a combination so potent it will escape the confines of this alien tomb and survive even in the void, passing from ship to ship, infesting every corner of the sector."
Glut looked back at the spore cloud he had woven into the air. The explorers were pinned down by Lasfire, but one of them, a priest, was trying to approach the wall of the Cancrum. He tried unsuccessfully to break through until the heat drove him back. Glut nodded, satisfied, and crouched back down over the pool, joining the demon in its painstaking work.